Hello and welcome to the WebSurban Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Researchers revealed the top social media advertising trends of 2016. Conversational commerce has taken off in China and a mobile marketplace has been launched for East African farmers. Research by 4C Insights has revealed the key social media advertising trends of 2016. Social giant Facebook continued to see strong advertising growth, driven in part by the launch of a slew of new features, including live locations, mentions, and reactions. Facebook ad spend grew by 81% in 2016. It also found that Snapchat saw a staggering 593% increase in ad spend following the launch of its Search for Stories feature compared to the previous year. Turning to Instagram, healthcare was the vertical that saw the strongest growth in ad spend, seeing an increase of 265% compared to 2015. Looking at more general trends, 4C Insights also noted that there were two significant changes in both content style and content delivery. In terms of content style, 2016 saw a new importance placed on content authenticity, with users seeking content that feels real or aligns with their values. In terms of content delivery, marketers keenly embraced new delivery methods such as live streaming. The aviation company VistaJet has embraced conversational commerce as a marketing strategy in China. Conversational commerce is the practice of letting customers interact with the company representatives and make purchases from within a messaging app. VistaJet has opened an account on the popular Chinese social media app WeChat and says that customers will now be able to chat to representatives who will help them to book flights, request Mandarin or Cantonese speaking cabin crew, and order dining options. A VistaJet spokesperson commented on the new strategy, saying, "Launching a WeChat service is a huge opportunity to allow people to talk to our team anytime, anywhere, and enable us to provide Chinese customers with the best experience in the industry." WeChat is the most popular social network in China. It has almost 900 million monthly active users and was just declared stickier than Facebook, with the average WeChat user spending 66 minutes a day on the app compared to Facebook's 50 minutes. MasterCard has partnered with the charity Cafe Direct Producers Foundation to develop a mobile marketplace for East African farmers. Named Tukuze, the marketplace has been launched in Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania and allows farmers to sell their produce to customers. Buyers can pay via the marketplace, meaning greater transparency and proof of income if farmers want to go on access financial services such as a loan from a bank. Historically, East African farmers have been victims of shady middlemen who would underpay them for their produce, then make a profit at their expense when they resold the items at a market. MasterCard hopes that Tukuze will help to ensure that farmers get paid a fair price for their crops and animals by removing the middlemen and allowing farmers to be in charge of their own sales. Snapchat saw the fastest growth for daily use of a social media platform in Germany in 2016, according to a study by UM. Last year, 24% of social media users used Snapchat on a daily basis, an increase of 207% on 2015. This is way ahead of Pinterest, which saw the second largest increase in daily use compared to 2015, with a 91% growth rate. In terms of actual user numbers, however, Snapchat came way down in fourth place after YouTube, WhatsApp, and Facebook. It also seems that Snapchat users in Germany are skewed heavily towards a younger demographic. Whilst 30% of Germans aged 14 to 29 use Snapchat, this falls to just 3% for those aged 30 and over. And finally, the Singaporean government has set up a new ministerial committee to push forward with its Smart Nation initiative. Smart Nation is a government-run project which aims to connect all parts of Singaporean life with the internet. The ambitious scheme involves the nationwide rollout of Wi-Fi connections, interactive interfaces, and video conferencing in all sectors ranging from transport, homes, offices, and hospitals. The Singaporean government hopes that the initiative will help make the country more efficient overall, as well as establish it as a world leader in forward thinking. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.